Across Africa, teaching people how to edit Wikipedia is only the beginning. Africa Wikipedian Alliance, AWA's learning program, is exploring what contributors need to stay, grow, and eventually lead. Opening a Wikipedia account is easy. Learning to use it well is not. A new contributor must learn how to judge the reliability of a source, navigate unfamiliar editing tools, and make changes without disrupting the work of others. This often brings up harder questions. How should an editor respond to artificial intelligence that produces polished prose and invented citations with equal confidence? How can a patroller protect Wikipedia from vandalism without driving away a beginner who has made an honest mistake? What does it take for an African language to become not merely visible online, but usable across the systems on which digital knowledge increasingly depends? These questions are at the heart of the work of the African Wikipedian Alliance, AWA, building communities capable of creating, protecting, and sustaining their own knowledge. Between February and May 2026, the African Wikipedian Alliance brought together 256 participants from its Anglophone and Francophone communities for 8 learning sessions. The subjects ranged from AI and source editing to gender inclusion, storytelling, Wikidata, and African language infrastructure. For many people, Wikipedia is the first stop when they want quick information about a subject, event, or public figure. Far fewer know about AWA, a community of contributors, organizers, and knowledge advocates working to strengthen participation, leadership, and knowledge equity across Africa's Wikimedia ecosystem. When producing text becomes easier, judgment matters more. The arrival of generative AI has unsettled some of the basic assumptions of online knowledge production. It can translate a passage, improve its grammar, or suggest the structure of an article in seconds. But, as we have often seen, it can also fabricate a source, distort a fact, or produce a confident answer that is not supported by evidence. For Wikipedia, a platform built on verifiability, this presents both an opportunity and a problem. During AWA's February Anglophone session, AI plus Wikipedia, the good, the bad, and the best practices, Google Drive, participants examined how AI tools can assist with translation, summarization, grammar, and the early structuring of articles. They also considered the risks, fabricated facts, invented citations, and misleading content that may initially appear credible. Rather than presenting AI as either good or bad, the discussion encouraged contributors to think critically and ethically about how these tools are used. AI can assist editors, but it cannot replace human judgment, verification, and responsibility. At a time when misinformation and synthetic content continue proliferating online, the lesson was that AI is only useful when people know how to use it responsibly. The Francophone community tackled a related subject of patrolling. Patrollers review recent changes, detect vandalism, and help maintain the quality of Wikipedia's articles. At their best, they are caretakers of collaborative knowledge, people who protect quality while helping new contributors understand where they went wrong. A damaging edit is not always an act of vandalism. It may come from a newcomer who does not yet understand Wikipedia's rules or technical conventions. Treating those situations in the same way can protect a page at the expense of someone who is trying to improve it. In both sessions, the technical tools were secondary. The real subject was responsibility, when not to trust a machine, when to undo a contribution, and when a new editor simply needs guidance. Editorial quality and community health are not competing priorities. Over time, each depends on the other. A language needs more than articles. If the February sessions were concerned with protecting knowledge, the language sessions asked who has the infrastructure to produce it in the first place. Much of the internet treats language as content, words that can be translated and placed on a page. But for a language community seeking a sustained presence on Wikimedia, translation is only one layer of the work. Editors need an interface they can use. They need agreed terminology, reliable sources, and a community large and active enough to sustain a project. The language must also be represented in digital systems that can recognize its words, grammatical forms, and meanings. Expanding African languages and knowledge representation. AWA's March sessions introduced participants to the Wikimedia Incubator and TranslateWiki. The incubator allows communities to begin developing Wikimedia projects in languages that do not yet have independent sites. TranslateWiki enables contributors to localize the interfaces through which people navigate and edit those projects. The work can appear administrative, translating menus, testing pages, and building a consistent body of content. Yet these are the foundations on which an independent language project may eventually stand. AWA returned to the question in April through a session on lexicographical data in Wikidata. Participants were introduced to lexemes, forms, and senses, the structures used to describe a word, the shapes it takes, and the meanings it carries in a machine-readable form. Here is why the distinction matters. A word recorded only in an article can be read by the person who finds it. A word represented as structured data can potentially be connected to dictionaries, translation systems, and other language technologies. It becomes easier to search, reuse, and link across platforms. Language work, in this sense, is infrastructure work. It determines which communities can do more than appear on the internet, which can participate in building the systems through which knowledge will be organized and retrieved. For African languages that remain poorly represented online, the stakes extend beyond Wikimedia. As digital tools become more deeply embedded in education, communication, and public life, languages absent from their underlying systems risk becoming less usable in the spaces those tools create. Being admitted is not the same as belonging. Building the right infrastructure also means building strong communities and creating the social conditions that allow people to participate consistently. During AWA's International Women's Day discussions in March, contributors, fellows, organizers, and movement leaders from the English and French-speaking communities considered what sustainable participation looks like for African women in digital knowledge communities. Training was part of the answer, but only part. A person may learn how to contribute and still lack the time, financial support, mentorship, or recognition needed to remain involved. She may be welcomed as a participant without being given a meaningful opportunity to lead. The discussions identified access, visibility, funding, and mentorship as interconnected needs. They also raised the importance of care work, the often unrecognized labor that supports families, organizations, and communities, but can limit the time women have available for volunteer-led digital projects. Inclusion cannot be measured simply by whether the door has been opened. A new editor is not integrated into a community simply because an account has been created. They need the resources, relationships, and room to grow. Communities must be able to tell their own stories. Some forms of community work can be easily counted: articles edited, references added, or data entries created. Other forms, such as mentorship or organizing local networks, are, however, invisible. Processes that are developed by one group can often disappear because the experience was not documented. AWA's April Francophone session focused on DIF, the Wikimedia movement's platform for community news and learning. Participants considered how to structure an article, record measurable results, and use photographs and testimony to communicate what a project accomplished. When community work goes undocumented, the lessons can disappear. Organizers cannot learn from the experience, and future participants cannot see the history they are joining. Storytelling is therefore part of a community's infrastructure, too. It preserves memory, circulates knowledge, and allows people to describe their work in their own terms. That capacity is especially important in a movement concerned with representation. Communities seeking greater control over how African knowledge appears online also need greater control over how their own contribution to that work is understood. From using tools to shaping a movement. By May, the program had turned towards the mechanics of independent contribution. To an experienced editor, headings, references, templates, and wiki markup are just ordinary elements of a Wikipedia page. But to a newcomer looking at dense source code for the first time, they can make the platform feel closed and forbidding. In the Anglophone source editing session, participants were shown how breaking a page into its component parts can make an apparently complicated whole become a sequence of manageable decisions. The The Francophone Wikidata session approached independence from another direction. Participants learned how structured data connects information across Wikipedia, Wikimedia Commons, Wikivoyage, and other projects. A well-structured item can help knowledge travel across languages and platforms rather than remaining confined to a single page. These are practical skills that every contributor should have, but their knock-on effects are much greater. Contributors who understand the tools can work with greater independence, and with experience, they can help newcomers, lead training sessions, organize projects, and strengthen the systems on which others rely. One session is rarely enough, and even 8 sessions cannot resolve the structural barriers facing African Wikimedia communities. Training is just a starting point, one that can open a path towards transformation. Monthly meetups can help people move from observing the Wikimedia movement to contributing to it, and in time, to shaping where it goes next. Join the AWA community here to connect with Wikimedians across Africa and take part in future learning sessions. Can you help us translate this article? In order for this article to reach as many people as possible, we would like your help. Can you translate this article to get the message out? Start translation.